Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. The Iran nuclear deal has survived a key vote in the Senate in a victory for President Barack Obama. Democrats held together to block a resolution of disapproval against the deal. The vote was 58-42 in favor of proceeding, but 60 votes were needed for the resolution to advance to a final vote. The outcome means the disapproval resolution will not reach Obama's desk, and the nuclear deal will move forward unchecked by Congress. A loud crash startled a California family at home Wednesday morning when a chunk of ice the size of a basketball hurtled from the sky and smashed through the roof, likely the result of frozen moisture breaking loose from an airplane flying high overhead. Monica Savith said she and her family were in the living room of their Modesto home when they were shaken by the commotion. She said it sounded like a bomb exploding. Running to the attached garage, they found a gaping hole in the roof and shattered ice, and thankfully no one was injured. Modesto is in the grips of a heat wave, and the high temperature hitting 104 adds to the mystery. Matthews said temperatures high in the jet stream are very cold, and it probably fell so quickly that it didn't melt much on its way down. But thank goodness it didn't hit anyone. Well, as you know, we've added quite a few writers to the Dark Matter News staff, and they're doing a wonderful job. Richard T. Smith, Haunted Skeptic, Kingslayer, and several others, bringing you the latest in paranormal and news of the weird. If you'd like to join the Dark Matter News writing staff or become a correspondent, visit darkmatternews.com and click the appropriate link in the top menu.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
NASA has just released striking new images depicting the dwarf planet Ceres' bright spots within the landmark dubbed Achator Crater this Wednesday. The super high-resolution images, three times better than the last ones we received in June, give the world a 450-foot-per-pixel view of topographical features feeding both mystery and imagination. NASA's Dawn mission reveals that Achator's rim is almost vertical in some areas, though we still don't know the chemical composition of this bright spot on Ceres' surface. Could it be a salt deposit, ice? Was this a geyser or volcano? Dawn's mission is managed by JPL for NASA's Science Mission Directorate in Washington. Orbital ATK Inc. in Dulles, Virginia, designed and built the spacecraft. Did you know that Achator's crater's namesake was a Roman god of the plow? And helper to Ceres, goddess of agriculture. French researchers have announced that they will be reanimating a 30,000-year-old prehistoric virus found in the frozen wilderness of the Siberian tundra. According to their published paper, they say their findings suggest that prehistory live viruses are not a rare occurrence. It's the fourth giant virus discovered this century. While the same team of scientists recently discovered another one of these, last year both viruses isolated from the same sample of permafrost. They're being called giant viruses because they're visible by light microscopy, with lengths greater than half a micron, a thousandth of a millimeter. The researchers claim that unlike the beginning of a zombie apocalypse or the movie Contagion, they will only revive the virus if they can be certain it's not a threat to animals or humans. With the permafrost thawing as the world gets hotter, and mining companies looking to explore new icy territories to find hidden mineral deposits underground, the risks of accidentally uncovering a prehistoric pathogen are all too real. So, what are your thoughts? Are we kick-starting a viral apocalypse? Are we tampering with forces beyond our control? Join in the conversation. Read the full article from Kingslayer at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Dark Matter News.